The game's coming up on Sunday, and this week, more than any other week during the year, more avocados are sold in the United States.
Oh, man. Chef Plum, how can I make sure that my guacamole is super in the bowl?
It's Anna and Raven. Chef Plum from the Food Network. Yeah, when it comes to guacamole, it's so subjective about what you put in it and what's right and what's wrong and how you should care for your avocados. What are the best tips you got?
Guacamole is delicious, and it's one of those things that you don't want to overthink, especially when you're watching a football game that includes the Tampa Bay Gronkaneers.
Oh!
Thank you. You make the best guacamole possible. For me, it's simple. A couple of avocados, simply diced onions, a little cilantro chopped up in there, salt. You can put some tomato in there if you want to. I kind of tend to stay away from it because my kids don't want to have it in there. And lemon juice or lime juice in there. Mash it up, or you can even take it and pulse it in your processor. The key thing with it, make sure you season it. Avocados are best friends with salt, and bad guacamole generally comes from being under-seasoned.
Well, I always have an issue when I go to the grocery store when I'm picking my avocados because I never know exactly when I'm going to make my guacamole.
Right.
So then it's either they get rotten inside. And you know how, like, sometimes it turns brown inside because you waited too long? If I just kind of, like, carve away the brown stuff, is that okay?
Totally fine. Listen, as long as the whole thing's not having that happen to it, you can absolutely do that. One of the things you also want to do when you make your guacamole is you want to cover it with plastic cling film or some kind of wrap that keeps the air away from it. What happens with brown guacamole, it's called oxidation, which happens when it's exposed to oxygen for far too long. It doesn't change the flavor. It just makes it not so pretty.
So wait a minute. If I go back to the fridge a day or two after I've first started eating the guacamole, I made the guacamole, I ate some of the guacamole. Now I've hidden the guacamole in the back of the fridge, so there'll be some guacamole for me again tomorrow. I go there. It's totally brown. It's got that little puddle of water on top there. That's still good, you're telling me?
I mean, you have such a way with words, Raven. You just make everything sound so amazing.
He's right? A poet. Yeah.
Listen, it's totally fine. Just dry that water up and keep it, you know, if you mix it up, you know, in itself, you'll get rid of that oxidation on top of the avocados. And also, a little chef tip for me, I like to use about a teaspoon of salt per avocado.
Oh.
Okay. They always say that if you leave the nut inside with the guacamole, it won't brown as fast. I don't know what it's called. The core, the nut. What do you call that thing in the middle?
I think it's like the size of a golf ball.
A stone, the seed, whatever you want to call it. That's what you plant an avocado tree out of. But the reason why it doesn't brown as much is because that's covering, you know, 30% of the avocado.
Oh.
If you keep it covered, it won't brown.
Well, that's good to know.
What do you got for the big game? What's your prediction, Plum?
Listen, Kansas City's been amazing all season long, but I got to tell you what, the Tampa Bay Gronkaneers are getting hot at just the right time. I'm taking Tampa Bay 35-28.
I hear that guy eats avocado ice cream, and that's how he stays so young, Anna.
Really?
I swear.
Is that real?
It's part of TB12's formula.
Yeah, the TB12 plan. I mean, it's crazy what this guy eats. But hey, listen, look at how he's playing. Look at how he looks. He's doing something right. Maybe we should all learn from it. Maybe a little less guacamole for us.
I don't know much about football, but I will tell you he looks pretty good. So you're right about
that. I'm going to venture that he is not putting a teaspoon of salt in his entire body. That might be the main difference.
Chocolate?
Maybe once in high school, but he didn't inhale.
Plum, people want to find you. Where do they go?
Hey, you can check me out at Chef_Plum on Instagram and, of course, chefplum.com.